All right, so today we're going to conclude the Baltanius Pshat in Vidat Hayem HaShavayis Alevecha Ki Hashem Hu Alikim. So he said somehow the Rebbeinu Shlem is driving home. HaShavayis Alevecha, Shia, cut it out. HaShavayis Alevecha Ki Hashem Hu Alikim. This somehow requires, you know, hammering away. So Perek Vav concludes that thought. Now, going back again to the earlier Prakim, Tanya mentioned that Shemesh Umagein Hashem Alikim, that Hashem Alikim is the sun and the sheath, the cover. Okay? So that's what he's going back to now. Bine. Got to go to further on, at the end, Shar Yichid Vamuna. The name of Elikim is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's used for the concept of Gevurah, strength, and as a result, simultaneously, is the concept of restraint. That's why the Shem Elikim, the Kadmonim bring, is the same gematria as nature. Why? What's the relationship between nature and Elikim? Lefi, because Shemastir Ha'er Shalamayla, because nature conceals the true reality of the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlem is the one who is creating the world at each and every moment. That's, you know, it's the, what the world thinks that they're doing something they call Mother Nature. It's the concealment. Hamahava umachaya ha'ilam, that air, that energy from above, that brings into existence and sustains the world. Venira, and it appears ki'ilu ha'ilam oimed umisnaheg b'derech hatev. It appears as if the world is operating in a natural way. Page 160. So that's why hateva is bigamatria elikim. V'shem Elikim zeh, this name of Elikim, humogen v'nartek, it is the, what we call last time, the sheath, the covering, l'shem havaya, to the open chesed of the name of havaya, because its purpose is lahalim ha'or v'achiyas, to conceal the energy, the life source, hanimshach m'shem havaya, which flows naturally from the name of Ayu Mahava and brings into existence, as we discussed earlier, in the earlier Prakimir Shaykh, that the name of Havaya means, Yud Hey Vav Hey means, he is Mahava, he brings things into existence. So the name of Elikim covers over the name of Havaya, Hanim Shah Bashem Havaya Mahava, Ma'ayan Ligesh, he who brings into existence things from nothing into somethingness. Shalai Yizgala and the Nivroim. What the Shem Elikim does is it prevents this appearance so that it will not appear to the creations. Because what would happen if it did flow openly from the Shem Havaya to the creations? V'yivatlu b'metzias. The world would cease to exist because it would be too much chesed. Is varei, if that's the case, is varei b'chinas gevura zu v'tzimtzim hazeh, if that's the case, then this show of force, this tzimtzim, hu gam ke b'chinas chesed, it is ultimately true chesed, sha'olam yibana bay, with which the world is built, v'zui b'chinas gevura hakluva b'chesed, this is the concept of gevura, which is inclusive in chesed, because its purpose is a chesed purpose, namely to allow creation to continue to exist without being batal b'metzias. Now, so now he's going to talk about a concept that's brought in many Sifri Kodesh about hiskalulus hamidus, the fusion of midus. Generally speaking, by humans, a person can't experience extreme joy and extreme sadness at the same time. Right? They're called contradictory emotions. Here you have chesed and gvura which appear to be opposites, and yet they are fused together. Okay, that's called Gvura Haklula Bechesser. We refer to this a lot now after Pesach, with the Midas that we mentioned after Sviras Oyim Bechesser, Shebegvura, Gvura Shebechesser, and so on. That's the concept of Hiskaldus HaMidas. Meaning Hiskaldus HaMidas Zubezu. From this fusion of these Midas with one another, Nira La'ayin, it becomes explicitly clear, De'ihu that Hashem Vigar Moichad and his Midas are one, Shem Midasav, that when we speak about Garmoy, we're referring to Hashem's Midas. Kimiach Hashem Biyichud Gamarimoy, due to the fact that Hashem is completely, totally unified with his Midas. L'chein he misyacht zu bezu. Therefore, it's not a contradiction at all to have them unified one with another. Klula zu mizu, and they are inclusive of one another. K'mai Melio, like we read in the Zohar, in Pasach Eliyahu said, "Va'antu the kosher loyno miyachid loyno." You are the one who unifies and bonds these midas together. Uba minach les yichuda bi Eloyim. And aside from you, there is no unity like your unity. Okay. Now, v'zeh shiksev. This is the meaning of va'shivoyisal levavecha. This takes an extraordinary effort of emuna, because it is completely the opposite of the human experience. When in the human experience, chesed and gvura don't go together. V'ashivayisel v'avecha, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, you must drive home to your hearts, ki Hashem hu elikim, that when it comes to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the name of Avaya is the same thing as elikim. Pirish, that means, sheshnei shemos elu, these two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heim echad mamish, they are literally one. Shigam Shem Elikim Amitzamtim Umalim Ar, because even this name of Elikim that withholds and conceals the light, the energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hubchiras Chesed, it is for the purpose of Chesed. K'moy Shem Avaya, just as much as the open, explicit Shem Avaya is. Mishum, how can that be? Mishum Shemidois V'Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misiach Hedas Imai. Because Hashem's Midas are unified with Him, B'yichud Gama, with a total unity. V'hu V'shmai Achad, and He and His name, or names, are one. Shemidoisav Hein Shemaisav. That's the purpose of our names when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's how He is appearing to us at any given time. B'imkain. Now let's go to the end of the pasuk. If that's the case, it becomes obvious. Shebashamayim imal, in the heavens above, v'ala aretz mitachas, or in the earth here below, ein oid, there is nothing but Him. Pidish, that means shegam haaretz hakumnius, even the crass physical earth, Shinidis Yesh Gomor, that seems to be a completely and totally independent existence. Lein Koil, to everybody's eye, it is so crass, it is so hard, it's so real, and nonetheless, he ayin v'efes mamish, it is literally nothing. Legabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Hashem's vantage point. Kishem, and here's another critical lesson. Kishem Elikim, because when we here speak about the fact that there's a concealment going on through the Shem Elikim, we must understand it's a one-way mirror. It's only a concealment from our vantage point. But from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vantage point, looking from His vantage point, there's no concealment at all. Kishem Elikim, enim alim imitzamzim elo letachtoinim, it is only a concealment for us down here. Because in His essence, there is no division. It's all one. Here in the earth and in below the earth, it is all nothingness vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ein nikrois b'shem klal. They don't even have like a significant name. Afilu b'shem oid. Even to call this world an oid. He's going to discuss in a minute what that means. Shulash and tafel. Oid is a language of something that is secondary. K'mayim chazal. Yehuda v'oid. L'kara. Ukiguf. He says, let me give you a mashal. Ukiguf shu tafel in neshama. Let me give you a good example. You have a body. How much is a body worth if the body doesn't have a neshama that's energizing it? Not very much, right? Is v'chir shebetoichoi, it is tafel, the body is a tafel to the neshama and the life source that's in it. And he puts in brackets here, v'zeh she'ama, this is what David HaMelech says. Ahalelo Hashem b'chayai. I'm going to praise Hashem with my voice, with my life. Azamra lelekai. I'll even sing to Hashem b'oidi, with my oid. What's my oid? My body. Right? My body is an oid compared to my neshama. My yekachiyas is my body, is my neshama. I'm even going to sing to you with my body. Because true life is drawn from Shem Havayah up to the top of Pei Aleph. V'ha'oid, shu'aguf, hatofel m'shem alikim. And then I'm going to sing to you with the body, which is the guf, which is considered the oid, because it is a tofel.
Is it related to the oidecha?
No. No, it's with an aleph. Lefi... What's the yesod here? Why is the neshama and the body a good comparison? So he says it's an imperfect example because the neshama is not that which creates the body. It doesn't create the body from nothingness into something. But when you want to use, he's saying here, it's not even called an oid, right? By the neshama and the body is called an oid compared to the neshama. When it comes to the world, and creation is not even an oid. Why not? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMahaves HaKol Mi'ayin L'Yesh, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is moment by moment creating everything from nothingness and making it into something, HaKol Batam HaMitzias HaTzlai, everything has complete nullification compared to Him. K'may Or HaShemesh B'Shemesh, like the light of the sun is in the sun. We discussed that earlier. What's the significance of the rays of the sun as it exists in the ball of the sun? Gunisht. That's the welt to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulechein, hutzruch hakosev lahazir. For this reason, the Torah needs to warn us. V'yadata hayoyim v'ashevoyisel v'abelcha, you must know today and return to your heart, shleitalel daitchel, let it not occur to you, she'ashamayim v'chol tzivam, that the heavens and everything in them, v'ha'aretz emloya, and the world and everything in it, hem davar nifrid b'fnei atzmei, dare not think that the world has some independent existence, v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamalei kol ha'olam, and you're going to think that the Ribbono Shel Olam fills the entirety of the world, ki yislapshus ha'neshama b'guf, and you might even compare it and say, well, I'm going to make a great comparison, that God fills the world like the soul fills the body. Not true. And he gives the power of growth in the world. And he allows all the galaxies to move. And he moves them around. Somebody's going to say, just like the neshama moves the body around and operates the body according to its will, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that with all the world. Not true. It's much deeper, much more intimate than that. It is a mere projection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a tuffle, it's nothing. Ach be'emes, ein ha'moshel dem le'nim sheklal. He says it's a poor example. Ki ha'neshama v'haguf hem be'emes nifradim zeh mizeh b'shar sham. The body and the soul are ultimately two separate entities in their source. Kenis havu shoresh ha'guf ve'atzmus hem minishmasai. Nobody's going to argue that the root, the source of the body and its essence come from his soul. Element tipis of avima, it's the result of the contribution of father and mother.
V'gam
achrei
ke... Huh? That's just b'derech ha'teva. I mean, that's just the...
It still doesn't come from the neshama.
Directly from the neshama.
Right.
Oh, that's the contention.
Right. V'gam achrei ke, and even later in life, it doesn't come from the neshama. En gidulei min nishma. Say, the body's growth is not the outcome of the neshama levado. Elia de achila v'shtias imai. First of all, it comes from the eating and the drinking of the mother, kol tishah chadoshim, for 9 months. That's where the growth of the body comes. V'yachakach, and then the body grows, elia de achila v'shtias, by its own eating and drinking. Hashemayim, how could you compare that to Hashemayim v'aretz, to heaven and earth? Shekol atzmusam v'mehusam, their entire essence and existence, nishave, is being created right now, mi'ayin li'efes, from nothingness, hamuchlet, an absolute nothingness. Rak b'dvar Hashem, the only thing creating it right now is the word of Hashem. V'ruach piv yisbarach, and the spirit of his mouth. It's not the word of his mouth from 5,775 years ago. It's right now that Dvar Hashem stands there and reverberates. And right now creates them every moment. And it creates them right now from nothingness into something. As is the light of the sun within the body of the sun. That's a much better example. In Cain, if that is the truth, then they are completely and totally nullified. Compared to the word of Hashem, v'ruach piv yisbarach, and the spirit of Hashem, hamyuchadim b'mehusav atzmusay, that are completely unified, unlike human speech, that once our speech leaves our mouth, it's no longer part of us. The speech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miyuchad b'mehusav atzmusay yisbarach. It is unified with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'mo shiyisbar l'kamon, as we're going to further explain later on, kibitul ar hashemesh b'shemesh, it is like the nullification of the light of the sun in the ball of the sun. Rak, shehein hen gvuroisav, nonetheless, to quote Chazal, those are his mites. 162. B'midas ha-gvur v'atzimtzum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, despite this such obvious dependency on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas ha-gvura is such, v'atzimtzum lahastu l'halim achiyas ha-shefeibem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely conceals his life force that flows through them, sheyiu nirim ha-shamayim v'aretz, so that it will look to heaven and earth, v'chol tzivam, and everything in them, k'ilu hem dava b'fnei atzmai, as if they have independent existence. Ach, he repeats again, ein ha-tzimtzum v'hesta ela l'tachtoinim. The concealment and the tzimtzum is only from our vantage point. But when it comes to Hashem, from his vantage point, it is all a projection of his speech. As the light of the sun is in the sun. That attribute of Gvura conceals nothing from Hashem. Because it is nothing independent, Ela Hashem Hu Elikim, because Hashem is the Elikim. Now, in the Maimarim of the Balatanya, he gives another example of being able to grasp this idea of why there's no concealment from Hashem's vantage point. And the mashal he uses is the very concept of a mashal. Chabad is very big on mashals, otherwise known as Mashalim. And he says there, you have a brilliant teacher. He wants to give over an idea to his class of not-so-brilliant students. So what is he going to do? What would you do now? You create a mashal, right? You make up a parable. You make up a story, right? The Dibna Magid is hundreds of mashal. He was a brilliant Talmud Chacham, right? He hung around the Vilna Gaon, he was no slouch. But he wants to convey an idea. Now, the student listening to a beautiful story is going to listen to a beautiful story without chapping that contained in this story are all the details of this brilliant lesson that the Rebbe is trying to give. From the Rebbe's vantage point, he sees in each detail of the story the lesson that he's trying to convey. The student listening to this story assumes he's listening to a nice story. So you could see how the very same story, looking at it from the Rebbe's vantage point, contains the entire brilliant lesson that he's trying to convey. Looking at it from the student's vantage point, it's nothing but a story. Okay, that's another mashal he gives. And he says that the reason from the Rebbe's vantage point that there's it's so obvious is because he's the one who's creating the mashal. When you're the one who's creating the tzimtzum and the hester, there's no hester because you're creating it. If you're the one dressing up like the monkey, you shouldn't be thinking you're a monkey. Right? It's only other people who are looking at you in a great monkey costume think that you're a monkey. But the guy dressed up as the monkey, due to the creator that he put on the costume, should understand that he's not a monkey. Okay. Now, I just wanted to... There's a mind-boggling similarity in the Maranayim. I think we may have done this once together, but too bad. Oh, man. Okay, so it's two pages there. It's a Maranayim Parshas Lech Lecha that has the exact same words.
Why would they have gotten it from the same place?
Exactly, that's my point, exactly. That's what we're here to illustrate. No, because some believe both groups believe that they are the only recipients of the Messiah.
I know, I have Lamed Hay.
Lamed Hay and Lamed Vav, you should have.
Lamed Hay and Lamed Vav.
I just have Lamed Hay.
You mean Lamed Vav?
Here's an extra.
Yeah, what do you have?
All right.
Where's the pile of Lamed Hay? You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. So let's start from Achta Noida. Okay. Right-hand column on Lamed Hay. Achta Noida. Everybody knows, Sayyid Briya Sayyid Lamas, that the secret of the creation, Hoya Al Yedei Tzimtzumim, had to take place through constriction. Ki Abayir Baruch Hu Sholim B'chol Amidas, because Hashem is whole in all of his attributes. Shein chasa l'shum davar. He was missing nothing. Shein noimar, that God forbid we should say, chas v'sholom sh'ayidei sh'ayachosa adava hu, chas v'sholom hotzuch liv ra'ilomis. We can't say that Rabbi Shalom was missing something, and as a result of what he was missing, he desired to create worlds. Command the marshal, as we possibly would say, just to use a marshal of a marshal, ha'adam sh'chosa l'yez adava, a person who is missing something. As long as he doesn't have that thing, nikra chaser. Right? If somebody's, I met a guy last week in the Sfarim store, and he goes in every single day to Bigel Eisen. He has 25,000 Sfarim in his house. So, if there's a sefer he doesn't have, he's nikra chaser. V'ena nikra shalom b'shlemes. He's not completely a full collector. Is there bavada la yala lev shum bar secha chas shom? This would never occur to any thinking person. Lachshav came b'bayir baruch hu, to think that about a kodesh baruch hu. She'etzle yisbarach hayo hayo v'yashavin, because after all, he says it's so ridiculous to think that if we know about a kodesh baruch hu that past, present, and future are the same, how could he possibly have been missing something? And then when he got it, he had it, if he always had it, because he was always past, present, and future at the same time. Think about that for a while. Take two aspirin. Vim Kane, Mashu Beyia, if that which he's going to have in the future, Hayagamke Bahaya, he had it in the past, Shu Kaidim Briya Sailamas, he had that already before the world was created anyway, because he was above time. Shayanikris Shalim Bachalashlamis. Hashem is whole in every which way, perfect in every which way. Vilehutsuchas Vishalim Mitzadatim and the Briya Sailam, he needed nothing from his own for which to create the world. Ach, however, Gimeach Hashu Chaz Don Godol V'Rav Chesed V'Tuv. Since the Rebbe Nishlem is the ultimate Baal Chesed, Gimei Shomer calls of Tov Hashem LaKoil. Hashem is good to all. Umiteva HaTov Leitiv. And it is the nature of goodness to do good. V'Rotza B'Rias Ha'ilam Leitiv L'Nivroyim. The Rebbe Nishlem desired the creation of the world to do good to his creations. Ush yakiru kayach malchusai, that they should recognize his malchus, which is all part of his goodness. V'yisango meziv kavod, and they should be able to take pleasure in the rays of his glory. Uli kavana zu boras alamis. That was the purpose of creation. Chesed. K'may shiksiv. Like we say, K'mesh Ha'imrim, Adonai Olam, Asher Molach, V'terem Kol Yitzi Nivra. The Rebbeinu Shalaylam was the master of the world who reigned before any creation was created. Shoyim Melech B'Shleimus HaGomer B'Koyach. In potential, he was a Melech. In totality, B'Terem Kol Yitzin Yivre, before any creation was created. Ach, Oy Bazoi. Why did he create the world? Comes Adon Olam to answer. Because after he did with his desire what he wanted, now there are creations to call him Melech. Through his creations that recognize the power of his Malchus and the splendor of his being, umisangim avodasa, and they take pleasure in his avoda. Hest, words, they enjoy his avoda. Imagine that. Umikablin schab ze ubeba, and they receive reward in this world and in the next. In this world by enjoying his avoda, and in the next world by getting schar for doing his avoda. If that's the case, creation took place through his ultimate chesed that he allowed to appear through his creations. Okay? They should have made a new paragraph here. Ach, only. Shachesed shalabodis baruch hu godel ma'oid. The problem is that Hashem's chesed is incredibly great. Oyer tzach umitzuchzuch. It is a brilliant light. His creations would never be able to tolerate it. Let's use as an example the light of the sun. You can't look directly at the sun unless you use a filter. There needs to be curtains or whatever it is to allow us to enjoy that light. So too is true in tens of thousands of thousands of separations. We would not be able to tolerate Hashem's straight absolute chesed. We would cease to exist. We'd get burnt up by the love. It's like a smothering Jewish mother. Therefore, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam needed to take his attribute of chesed and limit it. Okay? By using this attribute of limitation, Shumidas Hadin, what does the word Midas Hadin mean? Shemoideid, he measures the Midas HaChesed B'tzimtzum with limitation, k'vishir shiyukhli adivrayim l'kabloi, according to the tolerance that the creations can hold on to. V'chol zeh k'idim shiyafia o'er shifas hachesed agodol m'men yisbarah. And all of this takes place before the bounty of chesed flows from Hashem Hutzuchli Yisimtzum. There had to be a tzimtzum ahead of time. If they're going to stop pouring the oil, right? Does anybody gain anything from the oil if there's no vessel to receive it? The chesed, the gvura allows for a kabbalah. So there had to first be the tzimtzum in place, so that afterwards, kishiyafia oira chesed, when the chesed flows from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeh mugbol the mitzumtzum, it will be limited and confined, kishiyashiyuchla the kabbalah, in the amount that I could, that the creations will be able to receive. In order that the Olam will exist, just like the Baal Tanya told us, the same pasuk, the world is built with chesed. So if that's the case, the very that which we look at as being gvura, the judgment, the withholding, nichla gam kebimidas chesed, it too is part of the chesed. Me'achashu gam kele tevis ha'devarim, because it's for the benefit of the v'rayim, it's for the benefit of the creations. She'al yedeza, it's only through that withholding, yuchlu the kabbal ar chesed, that we're able to receive the ar of the chesed. Ve'al yedeza nikra shem malei Hashem Elohim. That's why the Shem Malei is Hashem Elohim, Achdus Hagomer V'Havein. Total unity of these two concepts of Havein. I mean, it's the rewriting of Perek Vav. He's not done. V'zeu Kavanas Chazal B'tchila Ola B'machshava Divraim B'midas Hadin. Originally, the Rebbe Shlomo wanted to create the world with the attribute of justice. Rashi quotes this. So everybody asked, he saw Rosh Eino the Miskayim, he saw that the world would not be able to exist. Amad Vashitva, the Midas HaRachim, he made a partnership with Rachim. So everybody asks, why would the Rebbe Shlomo have originally wanted to create a world with the attribute of Din, if the entire purpose of the world is Chesed? And what's more, they say, what, God changed his mind? You don't have that. Says the Maranayim, why would he thought first? Why would he first have thunked to create a world with a Midas Adin? Well, the Taritza Amru, so they answer it. This unbelievable pshat in the Rashi. He saw that if he created his world with Chesed alone, the world would not be able to sustain it.
It
doesn't
mean it was an experiment that
failed. Right. But if he were to create the world with Chesed, the world would not be able to survive. From the brilliance, Shemitzad Chazdei Agadol Ka'amar. L'chein, for this reason, hikta midas rachamim, he had to first introduce rachamim. Pirish gamma kedima, even that which he did first, what's that? Sha'al b'machshava liver b'midas hadin, that which he wanted to create, the attribute of justice. Hu gam ken rachamim, we need to understand that that too is mercy, ka'amar, as we've explained. B'chdei sh'yuchla nekabal ha'chesed ha'chagag, it's only a tool so that we'll be able to receive the chesed. Rakshashitva the Midas Adin, he partnered it with this attribute of Midas Adin. Shibalat the Zeus, because without the Din, Loyaya Kayaka Aras Chesed Mizgalan Ibrahim, this brilliant Chesed would never be able to have a relationship with his creations. Vimke Nasim Midas Adin Vachesed Mishutofim, the Din and the Chesed become partners, Klalus Echad, the unity of one, Kilosh and Shutvis, that's why the Rebbeinu, the Rashi's language is, Amad v'shatvay or shitvay the midas harachim. That's what a shutvis is. A shutvis is a partnership. Hamayr al yichud echad, it points to one absolute unity.
Question. How do we have kedima? Is that just like for our sake? I'm trying to understand this.
Right, it's not before and after. It's in.
There's no kedima.
It's not in order. It's in the goal. Here's what we need to do. This is how it operates. All right, we'll take it up from here next week in Mitzvah Shem.